What we're gonna do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time.
Welcome to KUT's Way Back Wednesday podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Weber. Today, in honor of Texas Independence Day, we're looking at the mystery of the Texas Constitution. 180 years ago, in the midst of a hard-fought rebellion, Texas adopted its Declaration of Independence at Washington on the Brazos. Months later, after defeating the Mexican army, the fledgling republic adopted a constitution, the first of many iterations, each part of a trial and error for the republic that became a state, that became a rogue state, that became a state again. That stumbling process seemed to have ended in 1876, when the state adopted a final draft of a constitution. But it didn't. And technically, Texas doesn't have a constitution.
Remember the Alamo.
The state's constitutional confusion began in 1875, when the Constitutional Convention began drafting the document. It was framed in two different versions. The majority of the 64 delegates at the convention voted to enroll one version, but didn't actually end up enrolling it. They enrolled another, and neither of the two versions amended or canceled the other out. Then the convention sent the language out to Texans, providing voters across the state with versions of the Constitution in different languages before they voted on it. That's where the differences proliferated.
The biggest difference was in the versions that were ratified by the people. The version in Bohemian, which is sort of like Czech, as I understand it, is quite different from the version in German. And obviously, the vast majority of the people in Texas had no idea what the Bohemian-speaking voters were ratifying, or the German-speaking voters were ratifying, and vice versa.
That's Jason Boatwright, a lawyer who wrote an article on the constitutional conundrum titled simply, "No One Knows What the Texas Constitution Is." The preamble, for example, proved problematic in translation. Some German letters don't exist in Spanish. Spanish words like blessing don't exist in Bohemian. Even the English versions have inconsistent wording and punctuation that alters the meaning of the document. Problem that's plagued the U.S. Constitution's Second and Fifth Amendments as well. State courts have cited the different English versions of the Constitution, but no court has ruled on which of the six total versions is the unifying version of the document, which means, Boatwright says,
one could argue, for perfectly legitimate legal reasons, that there is not one in effect.
But that conditional is key in Boatwright's argument. It's an exercise in legal and logical gymnastics.
As a practical matter, no. There is a Texas Constitution. It is in effect. We're governed by it. We're free to amend it.
The notion, he says, wouldn't go anywhere in the courts, but his argument's still valid. That's why he wrote the article, to prove a point.
There are problems inherent in any multi-step enacting process because of human error, because transcriptions are never exact and translations are never identical. And without a unitary text, there are always going to be differences in versions. And sometimes those differences in versions can create legal problems.
He's not the first to point this out. In 1974, a convention held 19 public hearings over 7 months across Texas, spending $3 million in the process. And it ultimately failed to draft a new constitution to send to voters for review. It failed by 3 votes. Boatwright says instead of rebuilding the whole thing, lawmakers could take the easy way out and just unify the versions of the Constitution that are already on the books.
If the legislature proposed in a resolution a text of the Constitution and put it before voters, and the voters approved it, there would be absolutely no question as to what the text of the Texas Constitution is. That would definitely solve all of this.
Hey, Santiana, we're killing your soldiers below. That men, wherever they go, will remember the Alamo.
For KUT's Way Back Wednesday, I'm Andrew Weber.